Welcome to the Austin Out Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I am your host, Eric Hyland, and with me as always is my partner in crime and in life, Brittany.
Hey, Austin. Thank you for checking out our podcast. This week, our little blog made it into the top 38,000 websites in the entire United States,
woo-hoo!
And we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, it's not too shabby for a little blog all about the great city of Austin, Britt. And if this is your first time with us, welcome.
Welcome to our trademark one-take podcast. We love to talk about the city of Austin, the vibe, and the people. And most of all, we like to have fun with our podcast episodes. So thanks for joining us.
It is a one-take podcast, folks, so buckle your safety belts and strap on your helmet because you never really know what you're going to get with us.
Oh boy, here we go.
So Brittany, why don't you introduce our topic for this week's awesome podcast?
Today we are going to be talking about some ideas for day trips from the city of Austin. It's all about fun places we've discovered or blogged about, and even one idea that we haven't seen yet, but we will be checking it out this weekend.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that, Brittany. At the Austin Out, we're all about discovering cool places in and around Austin, and then sharing the gems that we find with you, our loyal listeners.
So get ready to pack your bags, Austin, because we've got some really great ideas for you today.
I'd like to add a quick note, Brittany, just for our listeners so that they know that nothing in this podcast is a paid advertisement.
Good point. We haven't been compensated financially by any of the places we're mentioning in today's podcast episode. We're just sharing some good day trip ideas for our listeners.
So we have three Austin area day trip suggestions for our listeners today. Which one should we start with, Britt?
Let's start with a little city just outside of Austin that we have fallen in love with.
Oh yeah, great choice. This little historic city of Gruny, Texas.
What?
Gruny, Texas, Britt.
I think it's pronounced green.
Well, it's spelled Gruny.
That's because it's German. Anyway, this historic Texas city is really something special, and if you've never been, you absolutely must check it out.
Honestly, Green is one of the most charming places I've ever been to, and it's just 40 miles outside of Austin.
It's a special town, Eric, and well worth the short drive. But did you know that for many years, it wasn't very much more than a ghost town, according to their website?
No way, really?
This thriving community, which is filled with history, great food, and of course music and dancing, was barely on the map until 1975.
What? No way.
It's true.
So what happened to change that?
In 1975, a man named Pat Mullach, who was frustrated with the big city life, showed up in Green and purchased Green Hall. Hmm. He made some repairs to it, and from there, the city just started to be reborn.
Wow, I would have never suspected that, because when we drove into Green, the place was really busy. There were a lot of people there, a ton of shops, and a lot of activity.
It was a gorgeous day, too. I really had a lot of fun.
Me too.
Did you know that Green has been added to the National Register of Historic Places?
Hmm.
And it has been recognized by the Texas travel industry as a premier attraction for visitors.
I didn't know that, but I can sure believe it. So if someone wants to check out Green, what would you suggest, Brittany?
Bring some comfortable walking shoes and plan on making a full day and night of it. The city of Green will not disappoint. The shops there are each unique. We spent an entire day going through them and it was so much fun.
Also, get to know the shop owners. They're really friendly and they're not pushy in the least. Ask them about their shop. You'll get some great Texas stories and maybe even find a treasure or two to take home. I took a nautical shoehorn home last time we were there.
You're so funny, Eric. But you actually use your shoehorn, and that is really cute.
Stop it. You're making me blush.
It's a podcast, Eric. No one can see.
All right, let's move on. Let's leave me and my shoehorn alone. Let's get back to Green.
While you are in Green, make sure you stop by Green Hall. It is the oldest active music hall in all of Texas.
It's really cool. The place is always busy, and it's the main attraction in the city.
And they've got live music 7 nights a week.
Yeah, you don't want to miss Green Hall. It's really something special, and it's considered the birthplace of many famous songwriters and musicians, like George Strait and Ace in the Hole.
Hal Ketchum.
Lyle Lovett.
Joe Ely.
And the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
And many more. Also, there's a huge list of well-known artists who have played Green Hall on their website at greenhall.com. That's GRUENEHall.com.
So yeah, check out the Green Texas folks and don't miss Green Hall while you're there. You can also search for them and toss them a like on Facebook.
I'd really like to go back soon.
Me too, but we do have more places to share with our listeners. So what is the next place on the list, Britt?
How about the Natural Bridge Caverns?
Oh yeah, that was a lot of fun too. Totally different experience from Green, but it was absolutely stunning.
It really was.
You know, Britt, sometimes you take a road trip with friends or the family, and you see one of those billboards on the side of the highway for some freaky cave or some sort of weird reptilian attraction thing, and you think to yourself, ah, tourists, and then you never go.
True, though some of them are a lot of fun if you take the shot.
Actually, a lot of them are. Some of them suck. like that giant ball of yarn in Oklahoma. But then again, a lot of them are really cool.
If you're ever driving between Austin and San Antonio, you're bound to see a sign for the Natural Bridge Caverns, actually more than one sign. Mm-hmm. This is a place that we actually highly suggest.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this one.
How would you describe it in a nutshell, Eric?
Wow. How can you describe this place? Well, it's an underground walking tour of these natural caves. It's kind of like spelunking without all of the gear. Oh, and the cave is all lit up so you can see the amazing formations that are there.
It is really hard to put into words, but there are these vast caverns with rock formations inside that will leave you stunned. I mean, the place is huge and something you really have to see to believe.
And this is just another one of those activities that everyone will enjoy. If you're by yourself, maybe you're a college student or something, you just want to check out something cool for a day.
If you're looking for a place to take a date that isn't another bar or restaurant.
If you got a family with kids.
Really, this is one of those Texas gems that will leave you breathless and you'll be talking about it to all of your friends. Just look at us.
Yeah, they have various tours there that they do throughout the day. We personally took the Discovery Tour and it was worth every single penny. And they let you bring your camera, which you know a lot of places like this don't. They actually let you bring your camera, but just remember you'll need a flash.
You'll also want to bring some comfortable walking shoes with good traction and leave your jacket in the car. It's pretty warm inside the caverns.
Speaking of car, parking at the Natural Bridge Caverns is free. So that's pretty nifty too.
We did a blog post about the Natural Bridge Caverns. You can find it on austinot.com and see some really incredible photos. Because like we said, the majesty of this natural wonder is hard to put into words.
If you want to see that post, just go to austinot.com and click on the tab that says Discoveries. And then there's a tab that says Day Trips. That post will also tell you how to get to the Natural Bridge Caverns and other suggestions that we have for your visit there.
Let's pause for a quick break. Then we'll come back and tell you about one more day trip that you really don't want to miss.
Sounds good. Cue how to become the sponsor music. Well, hopefully you're enjoying the Austinot podcast. We have a lot of fun doing it every week.
We are looking for a local Austin business to sponsor our podcast. If you own an Austin-based business and would like to sponsor our next podcast episode, we'd love to hear from you.
Our blog, The Austinot, has quite a bit of traffic, and most of it are all from locals right here in the Austin area that are checking us out. The analytics report that we get says that 92% of all the folks who visit us are from the local Austin area.
Many times, businesses want to get good quality information out to consumers. We can help you with that. I promise that we are much more affordable than traditional advertising, and we are super easy to get along with. We're already reaching the city of Austin.
And we know as a business you're looking for the ROI. Well, with us, your return on investment will be well worth it, and we have the data to prove it.
If you're interested in having your company, event, or product sponsor the Austinot website or podcast, we'll be happy to do a 30 to 45 second spot on you in the middle of our podcast. Just go to austinot.com and use the contact button that is on the left side of the screen. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, Britt, just going through this podcast is making me want to take off right now on our day trip for the weekend.
That's good, but you'll have to wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow we are heading out to a place we've never been before that looks simply incredible.
And that is our next recommendation for you on our podcast. Wait a minute. How can we recommend something that we've never been to before?
Have you seen the photos?
That's a good point. And the reviews that we've seen are really high. Heck, all of the reviews on Google are 5 stars.
So are we going to tell them what it is or just tease them?
All right, Britt. Go ahead and spill the beans on our next discovery.
What we are talking about is the Hamilton Pool Nature Preserve, commonly referred to as Hamilton Pools. And you really have to check it out online. The photos will have you packing your bags and joining us.
You know, when you first showed it to me, Brittany, I could not believe it was even close to Austin. It looks like a tropical paradise, straight out of the movies, like something out of Predator or The Blue Lagoon.
Really, Eric? Those two movies are nothing alike.
Yeah, but can you imagine Brooke Shields being captured by the Predator? Rawr.
Anyway, according to everything we found out about Hamilton Pools, it's a great place for swimming, picnicking, hiking, and nature study.
Make sure you watch out for the predator.
Seriously, Eric, come on.
All right. Hamilton Pool sits on 232 gorgeous acres and has around 75,000 annual visitors.
I'm pretty excited about it, and I can't believe it's just 30 miles southwest of Austin.
To get there, you just take Highway 71 west through Bee Cave and then turn left onto FM 3238. Then you go about 13 miles, and the entrance is right there on your right.
What else can we tell our listeners about this place?
Well, apparently there's also a clothing optional section called Hippie Hollow.
I don't know if I'm quite ready for that.
I'm definitely not ready for that. I'd have to go to the gym for like 2 years to be that brave.
If you're interested in Hamilton Pool, just know that it costs $10 per day for a vehicle. And there are other prices listed on their website for trailers, camping, and if you're brave enough, Hippie Hollow.
Anyway, this place looks really stunning. I posted a photo of Hamilton Pool on my Facebook, and within minutes, I had 26 comments and a ton of likes on the thing.
Everyone wanted to know where it was.
Well, now they know.
Anything else we need to cover before we go?
Well, let's put in a quick plug for Austinaut Dusty's new series on local musicians.
Our Austinaut intern Dusty Vegas is looking to find local Austin musicians that want to get the word out about their bands.
Yeah, he's going to be launching an Austinaut Music podcast very soon, and we're looking for some great and upcoming bands to connect him with.
Should we have Dusty say hi?
No, we never let him say hi on our podcast. He's an intern.
Be nice, Eric. Say hi, Dusty.
Hi, folks.
All right, that's enough out of you.
If you're checking out this podcast episode and you're a local musician or you know of one, go to austinot.com and use the contact button on the left side of the page. Leave a message for Dusty so he can contact you.
Yeah, he'll be happy to come out to one of your gigs and spotlight your band. Just make sure you don't suck.
What Eric is trying to say is that we are honest about what we blog about.
Yeah, basically, I'm really being nice. We want to profile folks who have a really good sound. So if you want us to have Dusty come out, go to our website and contact us.
Austinaut.com. Just look for the little burnt orange contact tab.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the Austinaut podcast today.
Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/theAustinaut. And if you have something you'd like to see us blog about, or if you want to sponsor the website or the podcast, let us know.
That wraps up our podcast. Have you got anything else to say, Britt?
See you soon. Do, 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 do